you're coming to Crystal Bay this weekend.
This weekend, yeah.
That is exciting. So, Zach Gill from Animal Liberation Orchestra. How long have you guys been doing this ALO thing? It's been a while.
How long have we been doing the ALO thing? Well, I mean, officially since 1998, but unofficially since probably 1987.
Because you guys grew up together, right? A lot of you guys are childhood friends.
Yeah, we grew up together, yeah. So three of us, myself and Lebo and Steve, have, you know, been doing our band since we were kids.
I've seen you lots of times. Are you going to be at High Sierra this year?
It's hard to say. It's, you know, I'm sure some of us will. I don't know if the full band will.
You never know.
Never know. we've been there lots of times. It's hard to say at this moment.
That's still a little far away. Let's get the Tour de Moore out of the way first, right?
Sure.
How did the tradition of this Tour de Moore come about? Because you come here around this time every year up to Crystal Bay, which we love.
Every year. Yeah, I mean, it started off as an idea of trying to put a little more love into the universe. And then it, as a way to sort of be like, all right, let's, you know, what would be something worth touring for? So we thought love. And so that's how it started, and you know, it's kind of grown and become a tradition. I think it's a sweet tradition. This is our 14th annual. Definitely been a wonderful thing to see grow over the years, and to see it's always a reunion. There's always people, familiar faces and old friends and new faces, and it just keeps growing and growing. It's been an awesome thing to see, and there's always a charity component, usually in music in schools or something to that effect.
Do you try to get involved with the charity based in the area that you're playing, or do you have one charity that you kind of bring along with you?
You know, it's been a little different every year. We try to, you know, partner with, like, depending on the timing, you know, so oftentimes we're not around in a town that long, you know, so.
Right.
But when we can, we definitely, like, partner with local groups.
And you're partnering with a lot of guest performers as well. We've got Ben Morrison from Brothers Comatose, Leftover Salmon, Twiddle. The Motet is going to be up here at Crystal Bay with you guys this weekend. How do you kind of decide who's going to Tour de Moore with you, or is it just purely availability at this point?
Well, no, I mean, it's a bit of a process, you know, because it's been going for so long. We've had some amazing openers over the years, you know, and so I think a lot of people in California, at least, it's been a good opportunity for young bands to sort of get a little bit of a launch out of it, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's always tons of people asking to do it, which is great. And so we just sort of, like, you know, I don't know, you just balance the different factors, who's available, who would be really fun to collaborate with. You know, this Tour de Moore we're going to head to the East Coast, which is kind of the first time we've actually timed an East Coast tour as kind of part of the Tour de Moore. And so Ben's actually going to do that as well. So that kind of was part of the situation, the timing worked out. And at this point, there's, you know, like, since we've been a band for so long, there's so many musical friends and crossover. And so it's always fun to sort of see who you can get in the mix. But at the same time, you know, getting new people is always cool too.
Having done this for so long and everybody in the band being multi-instrumentalists, it's like ALO kind of represents collaboration to me when I see you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. That's at the core of it. We promote that as a thing.
It shows when you guys are playing those live sets. Anybody could pop up at any moment. Anyone could walk off and go do another thing. You guys have got a lot of solo projects as well. Can you talk about your last one, Life in the Multiverse? I love this album.
Sure. Life in the Multiverse. what do you want to know about it?
it's a full album, just you. What was the inspiration behind it?
I think on the flip side of collaboration, there's the, it might sound a little esoteric, but, you know, there's always this blend between, in art, you know, there's the individual and there's the group, you know, so sometimes you're making stuff with the group, and when you're making stuff with a group, you really got to be open to where this group energy could take it, you know, and it will take it to places that you never imagined, you know, because as soon as you add any other element to it, it amplifies in ways that are really outrageous and exciting. But then sometimes, just to grow as a person, I think you need to honor, you know, like, oh, here's a vision. Like, could I actually, you know, make this vision, you know? And so I had a vision for, you know, these songs that were sort sort of creeping around, that some of them were personal. And I tend to write a ton of music, like more music than I think ALO could ever work on.
Well, there's lots of about your family on there, too. And maybe the guys don't want to sing about your kids or, you know, not in a way that you would.
Sure. Well, you know, and it's weird because, I mean, there's plenty of songs about my daughters in the ALO set. But that does happen, I'm sure, where you're like, as collaborators, we're always learning, you know, how to collaborate. It's like, where does it feel the best? And it's hard when conflicts happen, when like somebody's really attached to a vision and then the group is feeling a different way.
Like, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, exactly. So that, you know, and I think ALO's actually found a pretty healthy way of navigating that. I think seen enough like band documentaries where you see like, it's the same thing happens in a marriage where it's like, oh, you know, I'm really interested in like taking a dance class, but that's going to like take me away from this. And like, you know, and so do you trust that people sort of need to go on their, I would say like with the multiverse, it was more of a spiritual journey and less of like a commercial endeavor, if that makes sense. Not that ALO is not a spiritual journey, because it definitely is, but it was like more of like a solitary spiritual journey.
No, that totally makes, it totally makes sense. You know, you got to do your own thing and be grounded so you can come back whole to the group and offer as much as you can offer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was cool too. When I actually did the tour of it, I decided that I wasn't going to, you know, bring other musicians, even though lots of musicians like ended up helping me make the music on the record.
It's not just you playing one instrument at a time and then layering over yourself.
No, yeah. there was a lot of that, but there was also when it got good, it was definitely because other people came in to help, which was an important reminder, you know?
Right. You can't do this all by yourself. And why would you want to?
You can't do it all by yourself. You know, exactly. But sometimes you think you should, you know, like if that's what you're thinking. And then it was like, oh, like when Steve came, you know, because I was like, oh, I'm working on a solo album, you know. And then there's always a weird line where you're like, oh, well, if Steve plays bass on it, is it ALO, you know? But Steve's always an awesome, like, he's just been a life partner for making music with me.
So people you trust. It's like Brittany Howard from Alabama Shake. She's got her solo album out, but all the Alabama Shake's musicians are playing on the background of it. It's like, wait a minute.
That's like kind of how, totally, you know, you start kind of, you know, it's, yeah, exactly.
It's more just an agreement. So they're going to agree to let you do your thing for this one, for this project.
Yeah, and I think it's very healthy in music. I think people can get hung up on those things. That like, no, it's one band must rule it all or whatever.
Right? No, open it up. I love that about you guys.
Yeah, music is very healthy when it's an open relationship.
Especially in the jam band format. Like, who knows where it could go?
Exactly. And I think it keeps it fresh, it keeps it growing, and it's good.
So the Motet this weekend, they are fun. What are you guys expecting this weekend? Or do you even have expectations you're going to go? Do you guys rehearse for these?
Yeah, I have some serious expectations. We've known the Motet guys for a long time. Lebo, even our guitar player, has a side project with Garrett and Dave, like a kind of improvisational power trio that they do. And then Dave and Garrett, actually, like my first tour I ever did solo was with Kyle Hollingsworth from String Cheese.
Nice.
And we shared the Motet rhythm section as our backing band. So that was kind of a sweet, that was like a while back. So, you know, there's lots of like comments. So I'm sure there's going to be like some great covers. You know, I'm thinking it's going to be pretty much a dance party.
Yeah, I think so too.
you know, so the thing will be how to accent the dance party. Like, what else does the party need?
It needs people to show up, and we will. MyRadioX.com on our calendar. We've got the link up for tickets. It's two nights, so there's, and most people that go to your shows, they go for both nights too.
Seems like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you've played Crystal Bay before. Do you guys get to hang out and ski and go have breakfast in the morning and enjoy the town? I know it's just the two nights, but it should be a familiar venue for you.
Yeah. No, we know it well. You know, we have like, sometimes I don't make it out of the casino, which is probably a shame. You know, because it's like the show goes late, you're kind of hanging out there, and then you go to sleep, and then you wake up, and it's kind of time to do it again. I always think I'm going to go skiing, but it usually doesn't happen.
Two is not enough time when you're performing both nights. That goes by in a blink.
Growing up in the Bay Area, though, I definitely, Tahoe was always a place to go.
Keep us mountain folk very happy and dancing for sure. So we've got the new albums out. Well, I shouldn't say albums. They're EPs. You're doing this thing. The Creatures EPs.
Yes.
We're on volume 2 now?
We are, yeah.
And what's the idea behind releasing little bits at a time instead of one full project?
Part of it was, we've been transitioning a little bit we have a new drummer, Ezra Lipp, who's been playing with us. And so we had never really been in the studio with him. We just sort of wanted to test the waters with that and see how that felt. And it went great. It was interesting. Like part one was one type of process. And then part two is a very different process. And now I think where I'm at with it is that maybe part three will be a full-length album, although it's not official yet. And I'm kind of thinking, this might sound a little crazy, but I'm looking at it right now. I've got this giant egg that I've made out of paper mache and wire.
Of course you do.
Maybe like 4 feet. I've got this giant egg. And what I'm imagining is that the egg, maybe I'll start with a smaller egg, but it'll be on stage for this Tour de More, and it'll be growing, and there'll be a way for people to add stuff to the egg, maybe. Ooh. Messages inside of it. And then I'm thinking that the egg grows throughout the tour, and that maybe by the Warfield we hatch a creature out of it.
Oh man, you heard it here first. Now you have to do this.
Not sure how it will work. I'm still logistically, but I've got some ideas, and I think that I've got some ideas about the type of creature it could be. So anyway, that's something I'm,
we're into it. I like it. Thank you for sharing that with us.
And then I liked the idea too, because we've been working on a bunch of, there's new songs from the EP that for sure we'll play some of those. But then we've got all these other new songs that we're all very excited about and excited to kind of test drive them out on the road for a little bit, which isn't something a lot of times we work on the songs by ourselves and we kind of imagine what they would be like live, but we save them. But this time we were kind of thinking like, let's play these and see how it feels with the audiences, make the audience part of the process.
Has there ever been a song that you've been testing out and it just didn't quite go the way you wanted? And you're like, nope, that's not one we want to, like, what happens?
Sometimes what happens though is you realize like the feel of it, like there is a feel. I mean, again, back on the collaboration thing, there's a feel when the band is in, when the parts are right with the band and the groove is right with the audience, and then you're like, that's an ALO song. And sometimes I think songs find their way once we've recorded them, they become ALO songs, but sometimes in the studio they haven't quite gone through that. It's like a little triangle. There's like the individual, there's the group, and then there's the large group. We all thought it would be cool to have a little more audience feel in this next group of songs.
Well,
sometimes studios are solitary places.
Yeah, you're isolated in that booth. There's no energy exchange except with each other. But
exactly.
Well, we're happy to be a part of your little experiment for sure.
Thank you.
And so this is ALO at Crystal Bay. Two nights this weekend, you guys, with the Motet. Thank you for talking to us and letting us know all about what's going on in your multiverse. We always love having you guys here and at our local festivals.
Thank you so much.
And it's so much. You guys send out love and energy, and hopefully you feel it back from us when we're watching your show. So thank you, Zach.
We do. Thank you.
Tour de More.
Tour de More.
All right. We'll see you this weekend at Crystal Bay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Zach. Thanks.